on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Ianla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work. I'm here in New York City, my hometown, and I'm about to meet with Evelyn Lozada again. She's the reality star of the VH1 series, Basketball Wives. My first meeting with Evelyn, taped only 11 days after her wedding to pro football player and Dancing with the Stars fan favorite, Chad Johnson.
Well, we were all shocked when just a few weeks after their wedding, all hell broke loose. Evelyn accused Chad of domestic violence. Chad got cut from his team, the Miami Dolphins. Their brand new reality show canceled, and Evelyn filed for divorce. I have been in constant contact with Evelyn throughout it all. So I'm here in New York to see Evelyn for the first time since the news broke. Come on, sit down. How you doing?
I'm okay. Hanging in there, taking it one day at a time.
So, you and I were together, spent some incredible time together, and I told you it was gonna cost you. I told you that. So, tell me, how do we get from a huge social network marriage to stitches in your head? How did you get there?
Not paying attention, just living life mile a minute, working, just making sure everything looks good and making sure everyone else is happy besides me. But I would say the main thing was ignoring the million and one signs. Because when I tell you, he showed me so many signs until the day of. I feel like that's why I'm here.
How did you get to stitches in your forehead?
It was on the weekend, and he was, you know, he had started training camp. And make a long story short, I go to the grocery store with his daughter, and, you know, I come back and I'm taking bags out of my car. And in the back of my car, there were like a few, you know, just things thrown around because he was using the car at the time. And I grab a Walgreens bag, and, you know, I like look in it, and I said, oh, okay, because I can, you know, he left something in there, toothbrush holder. And I seen the receipt, and I just happened to look at it, and I read it, and, you know, it said that he had purchased that, and he also had purchased a box of condoms, and it was like 3 weeks, because I remember looking at the day, it was 3 weeks after my wedding day. And I called him from the room, and I said, are you almost here? And he said, yeah. You know, I'm almost there. He's like, what's wrong? Because he knows, you know, right away. You know, they know that voice. I said, I want to talk to you. And he pulls up, and I get in the car, and I'm like, you know, shaking, and I was really enraged.
About
me thinking he's at training camp, and I'm not thinking for one second that he's doing anything. It's like they don't really have time, but I guess they do.
What did you think he was doing? He bought condoms, and
yeah, well, I mean, that's what I was mad about. You know, he bought the condoms, and
but you told him to do so. On the premiere of Yamla Fix My Life, when Evelyn and I talked about Chad, I knew something was off right then.
I said, if
there's ever a feeling or a thought in your mind that you want to go there, I'd rather know about it. I'd rather know about it than him sneak around.
Do you want a husband that sleeps with other women?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. That's absolutely. All I was just really not. Waiting. That's all I wanted to know.
I just want to know.
You know, my conversation with him was, if you ever get into a place where, you're tempted or something happens, I'd rather know. You know, I'd rather you tell me and I'd rather you be honest with me.
But you also said to him, use a condom. You said that to
him. I did. I said, if you get to a place where you feel like, you know, you're on the road and, you know, you're tempted, yeah, I did use tell him that. I did.
When the conversation first came up about use a condom, did you ever say to him, that's unacceptable?
Yeah, he knew that it was unacceptable. I think he just lives life in Chad's world and doesn't really think about anything else. And I think that's what bothered me. It's not that I ever expected him to be perfect, but I'm like, 3 weeks in, like, you're not even trying. Because, you know, plenty of times before we got married, I was like, if you're not ready, we don't have to do this. He's the one that really wanted to get married.
So you're in the car, you're shaking, you've got the receipt. What happened?
And then, you know, I just told him, I said, I'm not sticking by you through this. I'm not. I said, I don't care if my wedding is the laughingstock of the world. I said, I will refuse to sit here and allow you to do that to me. And he just, you know, he kept saying that, you know, it wasn't his, all the stories that he bought him for somebody else, you know, the BS. And he, you know, grabbed my ears, and that's when he headbutted me. And, you know, I started bleeding, and I was, you know, I was, like, a little in shock that, because it's kind of like...
Yeah, tell me that. What goes through your mind?
I was...
In that 30 seconds after that experience, what's going on in your mind?
For the first second, I was a little in shock that it went that far. And all I kept telling him, I never forget this, all I kept telling him was, your daughter is in the house. You know, even still, I'm thinking about her. Because, you know, I don't want her to know that we're fighting. I don't want her to now see me like this. You know, I have blood all over my face. And he was just like, I didn't do nothing. And then that's when he went into the house. And I was afraid. And I said to myself at that very moment, like, this is something that I will not deal with.
Chad Johnson was arrested and charged with misdemeanor domestic battery. Chad pled not guilty to the charge. We reached out to Chad for a statement, and he had no comment. So this is what I want to offer you as your accountability partner. This is so not about your husband. So not about him. It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the choices you made, the choices you didn't make. It's about the things that you allowed yourself to believe mm-hmm. were acceptable. So I'm going to say to you what I would say to any of those other hundreds of thousands of women down on the ground. What's the truth you didn't tell?
That I knew the entire time.
You knew what?
That he wasn't going to be faithful.
Okay, that makes it about him. Mm-hmm. Let's make it about you. What's the truth that you didn't tell about you? What did you bring into this marriage with you that would give this experience permission to exist?
I allowed him to be him.
I allowed myself. Let's make this about you, because see, he's got his own lessons and his own demons.
I allowed myself to let him behave that way.
It doesn't just happen. I spent years in the 70s in an abusive marriage. I know the signs, I know the breadcrumbs. Would it be accurate for me to say that was not the first time your husband behaved inappropriately with you?
You're correct.
And would it be accurate to say that the first time he behaved inappropriate with you was before you got married? Would that be accurate?
That's accurate. That's the truth.
So is that a truth you didn't tell the first time I saw you?
Yes. That was something that wasn't ready to talk about.
But you were living it.
Yeah.
You were living it. Your greatest fear came upon you.
I didn't want that. You know, I never wanted him to lose his job, and that's,
You know, that's...
You're making this about him.
I know.
Keep it on you.
Right, but that's the reason why I didn't say anything.
Is that the truth? Was it about him or was it about you?
I think it was about me just protecting everything, you know?
Because you said to me your greatest fear was losing it all. What a difference a day makes.
Yeah. It's interesting because now I don't care if I lose it all. I'd rather be in a one-bedroom apartment safe.
You deserve that. Tell me, before you got married, what happened?
You know, I would see things. Pictures.
Pictures of?
Women. Certain people calling. I mean, there was always something.
Did you speak to him about it?
Mm-hmm. I would always address it.
And?
And he always had a story. Or that's not what it is. But I knew.
So what did you do with that knowing?
Brushed it under the rug.
Does that work for you as a woman, to brush your knowing under the rug?
Temporarily.
And then?
And then it eats up. It starts eating at me. I started not trusting him at all. But there was so much going on in both.
No excuses.
Yeah.
Was he being intimate with other women while he was in relationship with you?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So. And you denied your knowing.
Yes.
And it ate away at you.
Absolutely.
And you married him anyway.
Married him anyway.
Okay.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When I say to you this incident that occurred, mm-hmm. that destroyed, that ended your marriage, that wasn't the first time it happened. You said to me that was accurate. Tell me what you mean by that.
I don't really want to get in detail. That's hard for me to talk about. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm still speak to his daughter and kids.
So I'm going to offer you this. Vote for you. Not him, not them. Vote for you. Because you're sitting here telling me that you put yourself in a position where you dismissed and denied your power as a woman. Mm-hmm. Your intuition is your power as a woman. What did you experience, see, that you dismissed, ignored? We gotta look at it.
Infidelity, arguing, physical.
Did you ever raise your hand to him?
Never raised a finger.
Did you ever raise your hand to him?
Never. Not
is that the truth?
That is the truth.
Okay.
And I think that's what hurts me the most.
What?
That people associate me on Basketball Wives with this situation and make it, and just that justifies his actions.
Well, this is what you have to get. I don't care about people. I care about you. What you have to get is that behavior, my beloved, open the door as an invitation for this kind of energy to be in your life. You not only brought it to the set of Basketball Wives, you brought it into your marriage. You allowed the universe to believe that that level of energy could exist. That's why I said this is not about him. This is about you.
That makes sense.
I want you to repeat this with me. because I want you to get a full body experience of it. I accept it.
I accept it.
Tolerated.
Tolerated.
And accommodated.
And accommodated.
Inappropriate behavior.
Inappropriate behavior.
From a man.
From a man.
Yeah, when you hear yourself say that, what happens?
Crushes me.
What does that mean?
It just makes me angry at myself.
Is that the truth? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. All for just being worried at what the world is gonna think and being what I'm thinking is protective.
Well, let me ask you this, because I heard you say earlier that there were incidents of inappropriate behavior before the marriage. Tell me more about that.
If I spoke to him about whatever it was that was bothering, which most likely pertained to a woman or something I seen or whatever it was, he would get upset.
You know?
Take my phone, throw it. You know, it would be up in my face.
Okay.
I don't get that.
And then what would you do?
Not really say much. I knew to just leave the argument alone.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You had the experience of inappropriateness before the marriage. What was the deal breaker? What was the deal breaker?
This was a deal breaker.
It's because it was in your face?
Because I ended up in a hospital.
Yeah, but what made that any different? What was the deal breaker this time?
For me, it was that I had visible wounds.
Yeah. Did you hear what you just said? That you had a visible wound. The invisible ones, you dismissed and denied. But now the visible, he messed with your face. Oh, no, bro. So is that about your soul or is that about your ego?
It's about my soul. Because even if it was on my arm, it's the fact that somebody would do that to me. Especially my...
But he had already done it. He had already done it. That is the problem. That a man that I'm sleeping with, the man I'm married to, the man I committed to God in the community that I would spend the rest of my life in, that I can ignore inappropriate behavior. But when he messes with my image, oh, now we got a problem. Evelyn, that's off. That's off. Because until it becomes unacceptable for you to be dishonored in thought, word, or deed by a man, you're gonna continue to recreate this in your life. I got a mark.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. But nothing, nothing, no scar, no bruise, even begins to address what I did to my soul. Nothing. Did you marry your husband just to prove that somebody would marry you?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you just want to be wanted?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to take it a little deeper. Before those headlines broke, I was talking with Evelyn about where all her rage comes from. I had a little brief conversation with your mom, and one of the things that I said to her was that who you are as a woman really is a reflection of what you saw modeled. Would that be accurate for you?
That would be accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your relationship with her father?
We had a good relationship at the beginning. At the end, we didn't.
Why?
Because I know he was playing me dirty.
Okay.
Yeah, your father cheated on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really knew. Could he have something to do with why I feel disconnected?
I think he has something to do with why you say you married a man who told you he may cheat on you. The decision that you made to marry a man, you say that you knew was unfaithful, knew had behaved inappropriately with you. That's what you said. Was a decision that you made based on what?
based on not having a father.
And how you felt about it, mm-hmm. that you didn't want to deal with. He may have committed the act, but this is so much about you. What's happening? What's going on?
It's clear to me that it's because of just feeling the absence of my father.
And what your mother said, not having closure with it.
Right.
Not having closure with it. Have you ever dealt with that?
I usually don't. I just close it out. Because I feel like, why now? Like, let me just forget about it and move on, and or try to move on, mm-hmm. or so I think I'm moving on, mm-hmm. you know?
Barreling through yeah. is different from moving on. Barreling through means you got the baggage, the right. monogram luggage, the pain, the ugliness, and you're just dragging it along, right. calling it celebrity. Calling it personality.
So how do I get closure?
When you look at where you are with your husband right now, mm-hmm. what does it remind you about your father?
It's hard for me to connect the two.
Are you angry at your dad?
Yes.
Are you angry at your husband?
I'm very angry with him.
Was your dad there for you?
No.
When you had questions, concerns about your marriage, was your husband there for you?
No.
No. As a woman looking at a man, do you have respect for your father?
No.
When you look at the man you married as a woman, do you have respect for him?
No.
Patterns. Patterns. And I want to offer that you brought it into the marriage with you. When you don't deal with what's going on, it keeps going on.
Right.
What did you do with that pain?
Suppressed it.
Did you?
Just kind of, yeah.
Did you suppress it or did you act it out in other inappropriate ways?
I'm sure I acted out in other inappropriate ways.
Such as?
Such as when I was younger, just being promiscuous and it was a headache for my mother.
I want to talk to that promiscuous little girl. How old was she?
Probably about 15.
15?
Yeah.
How did she get to be promiscuous?
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Trying to fill a void.
What did she think about herself?
She wasn't worthy.
Worthy of?
Of respect. Somebody respecting her. Somebody truly loving her, because I never really had that.
From a man?
From him, yeah. My mom did.
But little girls, they need daddy
right.
to let them know that they're worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she worth it? No. So what did she do?
She made all the wrong choices.
Tell me what that means.
Getting pregnant at 16.
Tell me about getting pregnant mm-hmm. at 16 by a guy who...
Actually, a pretty decent guy. You know, he was 19 at the time. And, he was going to school. I was going to school, too. And, yeah, got pregnant at 16.
How did he make her feel?
We had issues. You know, he was there for the birth of my daughter. But he was cheating.
Huh.
So that's why we broke up.
Did you know he was cheating before you got pregnant?
No.
Does that sound like what you just went through?
Yes.
And do you recall your mother saying that when she was 8 months pregnant with you, what did she discover?
When she was 8 months pregnant? Yeah. Oh, that he was...
He who?
My father.
What happened?
Oh, that he was cheating on
cheating.
Her? Yes.
Patterns and pathology.
Yes.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What's the pattern that you see here? Not just for you, for the hundreds of thousands of other women all across this country who do this. who ignore the patterns. What's the pattern?
Ignoring.
Ignoring what?
The signs.
Of?
The infidelity and...
Go deeper. Drop below the neck and get into your heart and your belly and tell me, not about what they do, about what you do. What do you do?
I feel, I've always felt like I deserve this.
You deserve what?
To be treated like that.
Like
in
what?
In a sense.
That I don't deserve to be respected, that I don't deserve to be honored, and that I have to give away my dignity, my majesty, in order to get them to love me. Just like me. Been there, done that. Just like me. And it's not gonna get better, beloved, until you allow yourself to tell yourself the ruthless, radical, down in the gutter, dirty truth about what you do to dishonor yourself. Because you train people how to treat you. You've got to give yourself permission to know that your feelings matter. Every little girl left by her daddy has a broken heart. Because it's not you today, Evelyn. It's the 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old girl who's absolutely furious,
yes,
in rage with her father, who uses the most foul and despicable language in speaking to him. But as a woman, you wouldn't do that to a man, so you do it to other women. It's safer to take it out on them. And in doing that, you open the door for men to be violent. Do you get that?
I get that. I do. I didn't get it before, though.
Have you ever just let her cry? Just let her weep and miss her daddy? Have you ever just done that? No. Takes your breath away. Takes your breath away. Why would my daddy leave? Why would he do that? Sound familiar? It's okay. I'm with you, girl. Come on. It's okay. If you can't cry that depth of pain, Evelyn, you're never gonna be able to heal this. You just gotta go there. Otherwise, it'll be another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, because that's all. The pain is calling them in. The denial, the fear. That's what's pulling this in, beloved. Not a bad person, Evelyn. You are not a bad person. And you will never be able to see and accept and acknowledge your exquisite beauty, your majesty as a woman. You'll never be able to do it until you sit in that garden of sorrow of a little girl. Daddy didn't want her. Evelyn, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You just didn't heal. That's all. Let me show you what you didn't heal.
Evelyn opened up about her greatest fears the last time we were together.
What scares me the most is...
not being loved. I've been there.
And not her. And that's scary. Here's an awareness I want you to have, beloved. You call it anger, but I say that most of what you've done has been out of fear. Yeah. Stay in there with her, that little 7-year-old. Yeah. Say this for her and with her.
Scared.
Yeah. I am so scared.
I am so scared.
Yeah. Let her say it. I'm just so scared.
I'm just so scared.
Yeah. Tell me what's happening. What's going on? Does anybody ever really acknowledge the good you are? No.
Throughout the years, I haven't made the best decisions when it comes to men.
Now, to bring it to your recent relationship. Let me hear it.
When it comes to Chad, I didn't make the greatest decision.
Healing is not easy. And sometimes you must be willing to lose everything in order to gain yourself and heal. And that can be very scary. And what were you telling yourself about you? If I can make this relationship work with this man, then that means I am...
worthy.
It's your sickness. That's what has to be healed. If I can make this relationship work with this man, then that means I am
worthy.
And?
I don't know. I would feel worthy and appreciated in a sense. Does that make sense?
Been like, there, done that.
Like, does that make
been
sense?
Been there, done that.
Like, it
been
sounds there, so crazy that. Right now.
Yeah, but... now. But that's what has to be healed. Because... it comes from you denying, dismissing, and ignoring your pain. You haven't let yourself know that you're worthy of your own time, energy, and attention. You've been trying to get it out there. It's gonna cost you. And the price you're paying now is having the truth revealed publicly.
Yes.
Having your fantasy shattered, your celebrity tarnished. But if it's gonna take you into greater awareness and deeper healing, so be it. And what do you know to be true now?
What I know to be true now is that you can't.
I couldn't.
I couldn't change him. I couldn't change anything about him. You know, that's him.
And do you also know that you accepted all of that because you thought to be in a relationship would make you worthy?
Yes.
Did it?
Briefly. Mm-hmm. Temporarily.
Temporary relief.
Yes. Not, you know, not permanently. I feel like I'm starting over.
Your show, Eve and Ocho, is not coming on.
Yeah.
Thank God, because that was a lie. That you would have been promoting out into the universe. Thank goodness. Because that's not who you are anymore, is it?
Not anymore.
No.
No.
But you were willing at one point to
I
put
was.
That out. Yeah. Wow. Forgive yourself for that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Where's Chad?
Oh, I think he's in Miami. I haven't talked to him. I left with the clothes on my back. Haven't been back there. Miami, I heard he was, you know, you hear things, you know, through mutual people, but he's in Miami, and, you know, he's doing his own thing over there. But I haven't talked to him.
At all? Do you want to?
No.
Because?
I don't think he's ready to hear what I have to say to him. And he, you know, obviously, he ended up in jail. You know, they released him. I filed for divorce. What I hear, he's in a real...
Do you pray for him?
I do pray for him.
Because he was your great teacher, my beloved. He loved you enough to come into your life so that you would learn what you needed to learn, regardless of how he did it.
Right. I pray for him. I don't wish... He made a bad choice, and he has things that he needs to work on, but he's not a bad person.
Yeah.
He's not. Great father.
And you were a great teacher to him.
That's what he's been telling people.
You were a great teacher to him, and he's been a great teacher to you. So how has what happened that night or that day affected you for the rest of your life?
It's just that night revealed a lot of things to me.
About you?
About me.
Such as?
Such as, why are you dealing with this? Why are you accepting this? You're a good person. You know,
you could say
this.
It. You're so much better than that.
Yeah. Okay. You know?
When your ministry's beginning. You know, when you are a spiritual warrior, you don't get to just lift 10 pounds. You got the bench press 280.
Right.
Ow! You know, so you've been bench pressing. That's all it is. Good for you. A lesser woman wouldn't have been able to tell this level of truth. A lesser woman. So I honor you. And I believe you when you say, I am Evelyn Lozada.
And I'm here to serve.
Evelyn is a powerful teacher for all of us. Hearing her story, I invite you to ask yourself, what do you accept, allow, tolerate, and put up with that your instincts tell you is wrong, rather than doing the hard work that is required to heal and grow? Don't wait until you have a scar on your face or something worse. Do your work. Tell the truth. Forgive. Make the right choices for you, vote for you, so that you can stay in peace and not pieces.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.